An innovative Wasilla plan has helped homeless teens get off the street and into housing. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, My House relies on innovation, trust, and responsibility to spur its teens to set goals for a solid future.
It's a typical day at Gathering Grounds. The cafe shares a one-story building on a quiet street with a thrift store and a casual drop-in center for homeless teens who are looking for help. A young man works the espresso machine and takes lunch orders at two or three modest tables open to the public. What's different about Gathering Grounds is that it is part of a three-piece plan to get homeless and hopeless teens into a productive life. My House clients are expected to work.
Because it's not a place to hang out. They can come here and do volunteer work or the food bank or somewhere else, but the housing piece really stabilizes them to be able to show up to work on time and be prepared to learn.
Michelle Overstreet is the founder of My House. She started the organization 5 years ago when she realized just how many 14 to 24-year-olds were living on Valley streets. My House has sort of a full-service concept. The drop-in center, a step away from the cafe, is staffed with educational, health, and employment services. A public health nurse and a case manager are on hand. A desk in the center is heaped high with bagels and donuts, a nod to the welcoming atmosphere. Ask Zach Simpson.
I was living under a tree over there behind cars, actually, and I came in and just to see what it was about, and then they eventually gave me a job in the cafe, and it all went uphill from there.
Zach walked into My House a couple of winters ago with a garbage bag of belongings over his shoulder and two $10,000 warrants on his back.
They helped me squash my two $10,000 felony warrants that I had out for my arrest. They helped me with all my court stuff. Ended up doing some time for my stuff and got that done. And when I came back, I had my job waiting for me.
Since then, Zach has completed carpentry training, moved into his own apartment, and scored a full-time job. He's off drugs now and says he has a much better relationship with his family. Overstreet says that the transitional housing tenants are expected to stay focused on moving toward independence.
We don't have someone there supervising the kids at our housing. They're responsible, they develop a rental history, they pay rent, and we expect them to follow the rules and police each other, and they do a great job.
Another young man, Jason Brayak, tells me that starting at age 5, he had bounced from foster homes in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Wisconsin before being adopted and moving to Alaska. Then things soured.
Because living with my parents was out of the question. You know, they pretty much spelled it out. They didn't really care, so they dropped me off here in town at the Meadow Rose Center, and I was hanging out at Cars about 3 weeks after that.
It was February when he found himself on the street. He lived in shopping malls by day, outside by night, before he found housing at My House.
But they had me in at 10 in the morning, and by 11:30 I had my housing taken care of. I already had doctor's appointments set up to get everything checked out to make sure I was all right. And I pretty much had a job by that point.
Jason has his own place now, is working, and planning to start his own landscaping business. But behind the success stories, there is a backdrop of despair. Michelle Overstreet.
We have a dozen young people in transitional housing, age 18 to 24, and 100% of them are survivors of sexual assault or domestic violence.
She says that's why so many teens run away to live on the streets.
We have several young women in case management whose mothers sold their virginity for drugs. And one of them I've stayed very close with for a long time. And, you know, I said, did you ever talk to her about that and ask her why she did that? And she said, yeah. She said that I was just going to lose it anyway, so she might as well get something out of it.
Overstreet says that the drop-in center helps the state save the $60,000 a year per prisoner cost of incarceration.
There's no comparison. If we're keeping three kids out of jail, it pays for our entire case management program.
So far, 230 teens have come through the drop-in center door. Many have stayed in transitional housing and moved on to their own places. At present, there is housing for 5 boys and 6 girls. Overstreet says rents paid by My House tenants are paying for a second girls' house that opens this month. I'm Ellen Lockyer.